Hello, today I'm going to talk to you about OCR for Mac. This is a game changer, I think. Like NVIDIA has had OCR for a very long time, and I believe so has JAWS under Windows, we Mac users have been left in the cold a little bit, until recently. Chi Kim, creator of FlowTools and now Flogic, and now VOCR, Voice Over OCR, has created this little thing that will allow you to use OCR on the Mac, quite simply. Prerequisites: Keyboard Maestro, some knowledge of how to use it, GitHub. Go to github.com/CHIGKIM/VOCR. Download what you find on the page. If you've never used GitHub before, the first thing you want to do is click clone or download this repository and then click download button. It's not obvious at first glance. Took me a long time to work it out too. Save the resulting file somewhere that you can extract it and act upon it. It'll take quite some time. Once you've done all that, you can get into the meat of it. If you have trouble with this, since I'm not Chi myself, but I can happily help you on Twitter or email, if you want to tweet me, tweet at @ONJMusic, and I will do my best to help you get set up as well, because it's a little bit strange. Or, if you prefer the old email route, use onj.louis, which is louis, @gmail.com, and I'll do my best to help you that way instead. I hate long intros, so let's do this. You've installed it. Have you tried it yet? If you haven't tried it, here's a couple of things that you can do. If you're anything like me, you might have complete control on your Mac, or you might have the complete control keyboard installed and want to know what your current firmware is. First of all, I'm going to Alt-Tab, or rather Command-Tab, into the complete control software updater.
Complete control. KKS underline firmware underline updater. KKS underline firmware underline updater. KKS firmware updater. Window. KKS firmware updater. Window.
This is a very boring window with VoiceOver. Please observe what happens when I do this. That's VoiceOver left, right, up, down. Tab. Oh my gosh, it's silent. This is rubbish. So, I know, from having done this previously, that this version of the firmware is version 69. And with any, like with any OCR things, you're going to get some spurious information on the screen. However, the bit that matters will be clear. I'm now going to press Command, Control, Shift, O.
Please wait. Ready.
Now, let's use Command, Control, Shift, up and down, left and right, to read the resultant screen.
O copyright sign, KKS firmware updater.
That beep means I'm either at top left, top right, bottom left, or bottom right of the window.
O copyright sign.
Now I'm using command control shift right.
KKS firmware updater.
To show you what it's like going by word by word. And if I wanted to, I could actually click this with the VO shift space. I don't want to click any of these because there's nothing to click in this window. I just want to show you what it's like.
Complete control S series firmware updater X.
I'm going down the window now.
69 newest firmware.
69 newest firmware.
ZT, install firmware Y.
Some strange stuff there.
902F3834 serial number.
Serial number.
Q, currently there is no newer firmware for your Complete Control S series keyboard.
So now, without any sighted assistance, I know there's no newer firmware for my keyboard. And that is the end of the window.
If Q, currently there is no newer...
Sorry, if you press a key and you hear there's no tone or no sound, just consider it's a blank line and there's nothing to really to be said.
Q.
So that's the end of the window. I can close this up.
Finder.
Great. I've learned something. So have you.
Complete control. Complete control. Preferences. Dialogue. Preferences. Dialogue.
I'm in the complete control preferences window. If you know much about Native Instruments products, you'll know that the majority of them don't speak with VoiceOver very well, if at all. This is one of the if at all. So when I do the same thing as I did previously, VoiceOver just gives me that. It doesn't know what to make of this. Up, down, left, right, tab, nothing. The only key that works here is actually the escape key.
Complete control. Window.
I've pressed escape.
Complete control. Window.
Now I'm in the main complete control window, but I actually do want to be in preferences. So I'm going to do command comma.
Preferences. Preferences. Dialogue.
Now, with this non-existent exciting window in front of me, let's OCR the screen. Let's see what we can see together.
Please wait.
I'm waiting.
Ready. Preferences.
All right. That's the title of the window. Going down. Nothing.
Driver core audio M.
Core audio driver.
MIDI.
MIDI.
Device complete audio 6 volt.
It's telling me that the device I've selected is the complete audio 6 sound card. That's the card I would use for playback.
General status running.
Status running.
Sample rate 48,000 la.
48,000 kilohertz. Or 48 kilohertz rather, sorry.
Library. Buffer size 512.8.
512 buffer size. Now I tried to decrease that and I couldn't manage to get that click to work. But that doesn't mean that others may not have success with it.
Plugins latency input, 13.9 milliseconds processing, 10.7 ms output, 2.0 ms total, 26.6 ms.
And that's some information about it.
Routings.
Going down.
Hardware. Complete control port. Complete control out 1L1, main output LV. Complete control out 1L2, main output RM. Complete control out 2L3, output 3L. Complete control out 2L4, output 4R. Complete control out 3L. Complete control out 3L6. Complete control out 3L6.
And that's the end of the window.
Complete.
So let's click the sound card thing because I know that that worked last time. For some reason, I can't quite get the buffer size to click where I want it to, but that just might be a me thing as opposed to an OCR thing. So I'm going to go up to somewhere that I know I can click, and it should show all my sound devices on the system. So let's go up to complete audio 6.
Complete.
So you see this line?
Device complete audio 6 volt.
So I'm now, when I now I'm on the line, I can use the same keys held down, command control shift, left and right.
Device complete.
I'm going to do a VO shift space on that. And although the window didn't really change what it looks like to us, if I rescan the window, hopefully something will show up differently. And if not, I'll try a double click instead, because I can't remember which it is. Single.
Please wait.
Let's see if the window's changed.
Ready. Preference interface. Driver call audio me. MIDI. Device complete audio 6M. General status complete audio 6. Sample rate sound flower. Library sound flower. Sample rate sound flower 2CH.
See, that sounds a little different. It's telling me some other things. So it's reading through the window a bit. It's a bit transparent going on, but we can see that my sound devices here are showing up.
Library sound flower. Buffer 512, 64CH, size instant on sound effects. Plugins latency input, 13.9 MIS per routings. Hardware. Complete control port. Complete control out 1L1, main output. Complete control out 2F4, complete control out 3F6, SPDIF output V. Complete control out 3F6.
I wonder if that means I can actually pick the output.
Complete control out 1L1.
It doesn't tell me the internal system audio anywhere that I could see.
Root plugins latency input, 13.9, buffer 512, 6 library sound flower. Sample rate sound flower, 2C, general status complete audio 6.
Oh, it's the top line where it says general status. So yeah, it's reading a bit of the window behind it and some in front. And there are some, you know, unusual mistakes in it. But this is using, again, the Tesseract engine. I do believe Chi is possibly thinking of being able to include a better engine at some point. Again, I don't want to speak for him and he might come and say, actually, you're talking crap, which I usually do. But the fact that it is doing this much already is great for us. There are times and applications where you might really want to have OCR access and, you know, or just even read the screen a bit and know what's going on. And this is good for that. I can tell you, and I can't actually prove it, but I can tell you that I was able to scan complete control as it was adding new libraries. When I ran complete control this morning, there's no changes on my drives, so it's not going to do that. But it did actually read that it was scanning the user directory and how far through it was and how many items it had found. If I'd have done this demo yesterday or the day before, I would have been able to do that. But the house was not quiet at that point. Now it's quiet for the first time in days, so I've done this demo now. So if you have any questions, I've also included some of this information in the ID3 tags of this file. And if you have any questions, do get hold of me and I'll do the best to help you that I possibly can do. I hope you find this useful. Please disseminate it as much as you can. I have been given permission to do this demo and to share it as widely as possible. Thank you for listening.